Light on this is a 2-day spotlight, which has now become a 3-day spotlight plus an additional part of day one.
This is almost like, you know, in CD terms, the bonus track where they don't list the guest or the song title.
Sort of like the hidden track?
Yes, whatever? Exactly.
Okay, well, we won't spin it backwards or anything to see what kind of messages we might get. But joining us this morning, stopping by the Legacy Grill here in Avon Lake, where we are broadcasting this morning, is Lorain County Commissioner Matt Lundy. Good morning.
Well, good morning. Almost sounds like I'm on the B side of the record, I guess. I really
sure. Well, sometimes.
Well.
As long as we go with the right speed, I think we will have everything.
Keep it at 45 or 33.
Now we need to ask, Matt, are you a golfer?
I am not a golfer. No, I'm not a golfer. I've been here many times to have dinner and come to events, and you know, certainly can't thank Bucky Koff and his family and his beautiful wife for all the great work that they do here. This is an important part of the community, and you know, the Koff family just steps up in so many ways. I had a chance to work with the Koff family when I used to be on city council here in Avon Lake back in the 90s. But you know, with the Koff reservation, their participation with the schools and supporting the athletic programs, and then really making this a very viable place for a restaurant, and just a beautiful place to golf as well too. I don't think they have enough liability insurance for me to be out there swinging a club. So,
well, you've got some programs coming up.
Well, we wanted to visit with you this morning to update you on some town halls that we're going to be having. A lot of time I run into people and they say, wow, what's county government actually do? And there's always the confusion between county government, state government, other things going on. And even when I was a state legislator, there were a lot of people who thought I was a congressperson, you know, so sometimes there's just that automatic confusion. But we're wanting to hold and will be holding informational sessions to let the public know about what we're doing and the challenges we're facing as it relates to transit, the heroin epidemic, crime, finances. But the first one is going to be right away tomorrow. And I know it's a short timeline probably for folks to find out, but at 6 p.m. tomorrow at the Lorain County Veterans Services Commission, which I believe you folks have already been over there when we did the grand opening. That's at 1230 North Abbey Road starting at 6 p.m. We'll be holding our first county town hall. We're actually going to have a total of four of these town halls. First, starting with the one on the 4th tomorrow at 6 p.m. at the Lorain County Veterans Services Commission on Abbey Road, followed by one on the 11th at Sheffield Village Municipal Complex. Then Wednesday the 19th, New Russia Township Hall, and then November 1st at the City of Lorain Council Chamber. And the participants will be some familiar names and faces. I know folks that you've had on WEOL in the past, and Prosecutor Dennis Will will be joining us, along with Sheriff Phil Stamitti, County Coroner Dr. Stephen Evans, and also County Treasurer Dan Telerik. And Dennis Will's going to be talking about this, you know, the fight on the heroin epidemic. And unfortunately, we have to have way too many conversations about that. It's driving up our crime rate, and it's leading to a lot of case overloads for the prosecutor's office. Sheriff Phil Stamitti just trying to provide the road patrols as our finances get tighter and tighter all the time. And the sheriff doing an amazing job also fighting the war on drugs. And our county coroner, Dr. Steve Evans, who, you know, in our county, unfortunately, we have 2 to 3 people a week, you know, who are dying of, you know, overdoses, and a sad state of affairs there. And then County Treasurer Dan Telerik, who will be updating taxpayers about the investments that we make. And there was a day and time in Lorain County where we would actually bring back $8 million from our investments. And now, because of the way the investments work out, you know, when you go into the bank and you see all these zeros up there as far as what you receive for your return on your savings account or whatever it may be, sometimes you wonder why you're even putting the money in the bank anymore. But it used to be $8 million a year. Now we're down to probably about $1.2 million. So when you're trying to make up that kind of shortfall, just on that alone, it really causes quite a burden. But we're hoping that the public will find these meetings to be informative.
You mentioned the heroin epidemic. Mm-hmm. About a week or so ago, there was a program at Lorain County Community College, and Dr. Evans spoke at that program. Mm-hmm. And it seemed seems to be such a multi-level issue. Mm-hmm. Like you say, it impacts so many facets of life, and the numbers are becoming increasingly staggering here in the county.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I said 2 to 3 people, you know, dying each week in Lorain County. You know, the deaths in the county alone are way up. The state is seeing a significant number of people dying in Ohio each day. 8 people a day. 8 people a day. And, you know, a lot of this starts off as individuals who have sometimes sports injuries, you know, and they receive medication to take care of their sports injury, and you kind of get a little hooked on the feel that you get from that, and then you start moving on to something a little bit stronger. But it is it's a serious problem. My wife is an addiction counselor, and, you know, she sees the face of that each and every day. And sadly for Dr. Evans, he sees the worst end result possible. He does an amazing job, very limited staff, very limited budget. You know, he even has some doctors who are assisting him in coming out to, sadly, do the final report, I guess you could say, when somebody is found dead. And some of those individuals, believe it or not, are providing these services to the county at just a little bit over $12 an hour. Nobody ever thought you could find a doctor for $12 an hour, but it's the reality of, you know, the finances and limited resources, and they still want to use their skills, provide a service to the community, and so they're coming out to help. But a lot of people don't understand, unfortunately, if your loved one is killed in an auto crash, they can't remove that body till the coroner comes out. And when you're challenged by staffing and resources, nobody wants a loved one waiting long for the coroner to get there.
You mentioned how you're putting these meetings together. Mm-hmm. What would be the commissioner's, I guess, role in helping deal with this heroin epidemic? What do you see as a facilitator, just to bring people together, or is there things that would be legislatively?
Well, you know, through our crime lab as well, too. The crime lab is an initiative that we obviously need more support for, no question about that. The crime lab plays a critical role because when undercover law enforcement is working on cases, they need to have this stuff identified quickly, make sure it's actually the real stuff. Also try to figure out, unfortunately, what it's being laced with these days. That helps with their investigation, that helps with their prosecution. So we play a role through the crime lab. Obviously, you know, the coroner is playing a role in this as well, too, the sheriff's department. And recently, the Board of Commissioners approved for Addis Board to go before the voters and receive, put before the voters a question to receive additional funding to help them with the initiative. You know, we all talk about Narcan and naloxone and everything else, and, you know, it's one thing to save someone when they have an overdose, but then you don't have the treatment facilities, or you don't have the programming that will help these people to turn their lives around so that they don't relapse.
Also, as part of the ballot coming up in November, is that sales tax increase.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And let's talk about the need for that and how that money might be applied.
Sure. We currently were among the 4 lowest taxing counties in the state. Our sales tax wise, it's 6.5%. This would actually call for a 0.25% increase. We had discussions with members of our community about trying to fulfill multiple needs. Right now in the county, if you look at our finances, as I've told people, I probably couldn't have come into office at a worse time. Our finances are not in good shape at all. And we've seen basically our local government funds cut in half. We talked earlier about the interest that we receive is no longer the same thing we used to receive. We are also having to borrow money to buy patrol cars for the sheriff, which we used to be able to pay cash for those types of things. So we have needs on the budget side of things, but also we're committed to getting Lorain Counties to work. And, you know, it's about jobs. The first question I always get from anybody when I tell them I'm a county commissioner, they come up and say, hi, is what are you doing about jobs? And getting people to work is critical, and we're hearing that over and over again. Not everybody in this county has a car. There's probably about close to 10% of our residents that when they get up in the morning, there's no car in the driveway, there's no car out in front of the house, no car in the driveway. So we've got to be able to get them to work. What we have done is we put together what we think is a very reasonable proposal. It helps to stabilize county government. At the same time, it helps us to grow the transit program. Through the initiative, there would be $4.5 million that would go towards operating county government and stabilizing county government. At the same time, another $4.5 million would go to transit. What's nice about that is that, first off, there's about $1.2 million going to transit a year. $50,000 coming from the general revenue fund. Imagine being able to grow that to $4.5 million, and then you have the opportunity of matching federal dollars, dollar for dollar. In some cases, on the maintenance of our buses, 80-20, 80 federal dollars, 20, you know, on our side of the ledger. So we feel that we could eventually grow this to $9 million. Too often in government, everybody talks about, what are you going to cut? You're going to cut here, cut there. Not enough times are individuals actually talking about how you can grow taxpayers' money. So here's an opportunity for us to be able to grow your money, allocate more money towards transit. Plus, the important thing to stress here is there's a five-year commitment to transit on this, which means that during those first 5 years, half of the sales taxes collected from this increase will go to transit. And we're looking at this from the standpoint of, we believe that we can grow transit to the point where in 5 years, we can then go to the community and say, now there's going to be a standalone designated revenue stream if you'll support it for transit. But first, what we need to do is grow the system, grow the support, and we're optimistic we can do that.
One other thing, talking about growth, growing the economy, what's the future? Visit Lorain County, Lorain County Visitors Bureau has gone through changes over the past year. What's the future hold for that group?
Well, we made the transition with Visit Lorain County, just so individuals understand, through a bed tax. We generate about $600,000 a year that can be used for tourism purposes only. Can't be used for general revenue funds. Sometimes people in the community think, well, the commissioners were interested in playing a more major role in that because here was an opportunity to garner $600,000 a year. That's not the case at all. The dollars clearly have to be spent and only spent on tourism. But what was taking place, unfortunately, was we wanted greater transparency with that $600,000. There were meetings that were taking place where the doors were being locked and the public wasn't gaining access. And even when it came to public records, it was hard for individuals to see how those dollars were being spent. Great work was done. Great programs were put together, printed literature, but we wanted to go beyond that. Now we plan on doing a lot more marketing outreach. In fact, during the recent RNC, we probably invested $25,000 to $30,000 doing marketing outreach, trying to tap into all the individuals that had come out to Lorain County. But for the future plans, we're now in the process of staffing a new Visit Lorain County group. We have a lot of work being done now through Jennifer Kennedy, who a lot of people know, used to be with Mercy Hospital, and she's helping work us through the transition. And we're taking a look at the books. We're taking a look at the programming, and we want to make sure we get the most effective return for our dollar. An important part too is that we also want to be utilizing these dollars for eventually grant money that will go back into a lot of the community events so that we can help them in promoting those events to draw more people in. So I think the future is very bright for a Visit Lorain County, and we're going to continue to look for new ways, in cost-effective ways, to also get it done.
Commissioner Matt Lundy, thank you for coming in this morning as we spotlight Avon Lake. You're in Avon Lake again.
Thanks. I can actually see you across the table. We're not in the fog here.
Well, exactly right. though the students,
they're heading out now.
Student golfers
getting ready
for the special golf tournament that's going on. They're sort of standing on the veranda looking over, deciding where they're going to go. And as the fog is lifting a little bit here, as we were broadcasting from Sweetbriar this morning at Legacy Grill, this is day one of a 3.5-day spotlight or whatever, a three-day spotlight on Avon Lake. And coming up tomorrow, we will...